Today, the rate increases and changes in insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act actually become a reality for consumers. Many Tennesseans are facing two major questions: how much more their new plan will cost, and whether their current doctors will still be covered. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Cindy Malone knew the price for health insurance was going up substantially in Tennessee, but it was a stark reality check to go on healthcare.gov and see exactly how much coverage for her family would cost.
The cheapest plan was $1,568. How can you call $1,500 a month and a $6,400 deductible affordable?
Malone is a real estate agent in Gallatin. She and her husband make too much money to qualify for subsidies. But even off the federal exchange, where there are a few more options, she hasn't found anything much cheaper. Healthcare officials note that many Tennesseans do receive subsidies. It's anyone who makes less than four times the poverty level. Those are the people that Mary Moore tends to see. She works with the nonprofit Family and Children's Services, which helps people sign up for plans on healthcare.gov.
We're not as concerned with, you know, sticker shock or our consumers having to deal with the increased premiums, because those are absorbed by the financial assistance.
But she is concerned many people will have to switch doctors. With Blue Cross Blue Shield pulling out of the Nashville region, the federal marketplace will no longer cover Vanderbilt and Nashville General Hospital. St. Thomas Health was also under Blue Cross. It only reached an agreement a few days ago to be covered on the marketplace. Moore says that was a big relief. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.